Good day to all. My name is Chen. I'm Andrew's principal guide and surgeon. So firstly, I would like to welcome you here to this particular session. Very interesting to see so many people, so many diverse people from diverse cultures, and obviously ethical considerations all joining together in this particular environment from around the world. So this is something that I've been very keen to propagate for quite some time. It's something that we're very keen from a spiritual perspective to start to do more of. We need to engage with you more. We need to be seen more. But of course, we need people such as young Andrew here that's able to offer his services to allow other spiritual entities to take over the physical body and be able to speak to you direct from our spiritual space. And this is, of course, what I love to do. It's part of my path, and one of my main jobs, really. I've elected to be here as a spiritual ambassador, and there are many other entities that work with me. As young Andrew says, I've never told him how many, and I probably never will do so because it's irrelevant information. And of course, from my own perspective, I am a humble entity in spirit. I have had physical life on planet Earth, so I know what you all go through. I know how difficult your lives are. I know how difficult things have been for most of you, but we're all still here together. So I'm here to help and work with you. I'm here to help the planet change vibration. So the first thing we'll do today in this particular session is we'll work through a very simple guided meditation just to start to clear your field. So you're going to join with me in a guided meditation. We're going to ground you. We're going to chakra clear. We're going to do some protection. But more importantly, my team of entities are going to visit each and every one of you during this meditation. They will put their hands on your shoulders. Some of you will feel their presence. Some of you may feel emotional as we clear your field and take out low vibrating negative energy, which of course is what we're here to do. And anyone that watches this in catch up will experience the same thing. So when this particular meditation that's been recorded is replayed for those that catch it up, there is no time and space from our perspective, and they will still receive the same healing and the same visit from spiritual entities that work in my team. So let's all join together. So find yourself in a relaxed space. And then take a deep breath in through your nose. And then breathe out through your mouth. And again, just continue to take a breath in through your nose. And then breathe out through your mouth. And as we do this, we start to signal to that spiritual part of us that we're engaging our spiritual consciousness and our spiritual awareness. We're coming online spiritually. We're going to change our vibration through our conscious thought. So now just visualize the golden bubble of light in front of your face. And just spend a second or two building that bubble of light, bright gold, glowing, almost incandescent like a light bulb. You can feel the heat and the vibration from this golden bubble. And then breathe that light in through your nose. See it fill your lungs to capacity. And then exhale through your mouth as we change your vibration and we start to clear the energy in your etheric field. Now continue to breathe that golden light into your lungs, exhaling stale, stagnant, negative energy. And just look at the energy as it comes out. You'll see it's dark in color. It's stale energy that's been in your field. And we're replacing that stale energy with high vibrating golden light. Now just take a moment to notice how you feel. Analyze your thoughts. You can hear things around you. You can hear things outside. Bring your conscious awareness into yourself. So, as though you're taking your mind into you, activating that spiritual intelligence that is the only real part of you. You're coming online spiritually. Your thought process changes immediately as we start to raise the vibration. Your thought process is under control, and you are in control of your thoughts. Now just bring your conscious awareness to your feet. Just look at your feet without your socks on. See your feet, see your toes. And now see golden roots of light that grow from the bottom of your feet, like tree roots, vibrant, big, strong, thick roots. See them start to make their way down into the center of Mother Earth, grounding you and connecting you to the core of the energetic resonance of the planet that you reside on. You're grounding yourself spiritually into the planet, using your conscious awareness and your energy to connect you to the planet's loving, peaceful, powerful vibration. And immediately you feel your legs go heavy. You can feel your knees have gone heavy, as though breeze blocks are tied to your legs. You feel the change in your physical body because you're activating your grounding with your conscious awareness. Now just take a moment to notice how you feel. Anxiety is disappearing. Negative thoughts disappearing. Starting to feel calm. Your mind is starting to feel clear. This is you coming online. It's you waking up. Now just bring your conscious awareness to your heart center and see your heart chakra open. You can visualize a doorway that opens on its own, and a bright white light explodes out of that doorway, cleansing and clearing your heart chakra. You can feel the change in your body. You may start to feel warm as we start to increase our vibration. Just acknowledge the heat. And now just bring your visual awareness below your heart center to your solar plex chakra. And again, visualize a door that opens on its own, and a bright white light explodes out, cleansing, clearing, and healing. And again, you feel the change. You can feel the heat starting to build. Your vibration is increasing. Your guides are standing by, watching. They're smiling. They're acknowledging your change. Now bring your conscious awareness to your sacral chakra, just below your solar plexus, and again, see a doorway that opens and a bright white light exploding out, cleansing and clearing that level of negativity, stagnant energy that's been sat in your sacral chakra. There's pain and trauma and hurt that we're clearing. And now see that bright white light exploding from your root chakra at the top of your legs. Again, visualize a doorway that opens and that bright white light explodes out. Again, cleansing and clearing. Clearing pain, clearing trauma, clearing negativity. And then see that white light go down through the tops of your legs, past your knees, down to your feet. Push that white light down through those grounding roots into the center of Mother Earth, cleansing and clearing low vibrating negative energy. Now we call upon our guides to connect and to help as our astral body starts to vibrate at a higher frequency. We're feeling warm. If you feel too hot, put the thought out to your guides to regulate your temperature. Bring the heat down. And now bring your conscious awareness to your throat chakra. See that throat chakra open. Again, a doorway that opens in your throat, and a bright white light explodes out, cleansing and clearing your throat chakra. And then write the words truth, love, and integrity across that image of your throat. Here we program your throat chakra so that you speak your truth. You speak to people with integrity. You speak to people with love. This is you programming yourself to raise your vibration. And now see white light that moves down through the tops of your arms, exploding from your fingertips, cleansing and clearing all of that negative energy of things that you've touched during the week, energy that you've picked up into your etheric field, clearing and cleansing. And we call upon our guides to assist when required. Now see that white light start to move upwards now to your third eye chakra, just above your two regular eyes. See that chakra open like a doorway, flies open on its own, and a bright white light explodes out. Again, cleansing, clearing, and healing. And write the word protection across your third eye. Again, we're programming that chakra so that we only see positive imagery when we dream, when we think. For mediums and psychics, you program the chakra with the things that you want. We're protecting ourselves. And now see that white light move up through your head to your crown chakra and see that chakra open again like a doorway and see a bright white light exploding out, leaving the top of your head, leaving planet Earth, going upwards and onwards. And then write the words core conscious awareness at the top and connect that light to core conscious awareness. We don't connect to entities, we don't connect to things. We connect to a vibration of core conscious awareness. This is a positive energy that we're connecting to. And we can feel our vibration change. All of you are activated, you're online. You're connected interdimensionally. Now just visualize a round bubble of light, white in color, bright white light, and see a doorway that opens and climb through that doorway inside. This is your space, your protection. We program this bubble with our frequency. Only our frequency of vibration is allowed inside this protective bubble. This is where you can work from spiritually. This is where you can come back to if you need to. If you feel fear, place yourself back inside this bubble of light. Now just take a moment to notice how you feel. You've cleansed and cleared your chakras. We've cleansed and cleared your etheric field. We've programmed and protected your throat and your third eye. And now you're inside a protected bubble of light created by you for you with your energy inside. Now we call upon our guides and spiritual team to connect. I clear upon my team to connect and clear everyone that's using their free will to accept healing in this moment in time. Connect and clear the field. Remove any negative vibrations that are not of the sovereign person. Clear and remove any level of negative vibration and bring that person back into a healed sovereign state of awareness. Find traumas inside their field, and we just extract them and clear the vibration. Any trauma that's inside your field, any pain, we find the frequency of vibration for pain and trauma, and we clear and remove the energy from your field. And just spend a few moments observing yourself. Analyze your thought process as the team, my team, connect with you. Notice what you can feel in your body as we start to clear levels and layers of negativity that you've probably had imbued into your etheric field for years, some people for your whole life. Your guides will stand by and gatekeep as our team approach. And you all will feel that healing feeling as your vibration starts to ascend and increase as negativity is cleared and removed from your field. You may have fleeting thoughts. You may notice fleeting pain or trauma that suddenly disappears. If you currently have pain in your body, you may notice it subsides and disappears. So just spend a moment feeling peace and harmony inside yourself. You are a spiritual entity. You are a warrior of spirit here at this time to make change. And the first change is you. You are changing your vibration. You are changing you. You are in control of you. Your thoughts are your thoughts. I'm going to bring you back into a sovereign state of being, a sovereign entity inhabiting this physical human body for a tiny fraction of time as you experience what you call your physical life as the person that you understand and know yourself to be. But this is not the real you. Your spiritual energy is a vibration. You're more powerful than you think. You're working with a spiritual team. They're here to guide and help. You need to reach out and ask for help, and this team will connect. And after this meditation ends, you are still connected to our team in spirit. You can still call on us for help when you need to. And we will be at your side. To move your thought process into peace, harmony, and clarity and protection. And consider your boundaries to be your boundaries. You're in control of yourself. You control your thoughts. You control your free will. You set your boundaries for you. Now, today, reset your boundaries. You are the core in your life. You are the center of your life. You must nurture and look after yourself. And that will bring forward your inner child to stand up in this meditation. Love your inner child. Give them a hug. Tell them they're loved and nurtured. They may have been lost to you for a long time, but that inner child, the energy of you as a child, is in you. It's still there. It can still be nurtured and loved. Pain and trauma that it's been through can be cleared and removed. And we call upon the guides and the team to connect to the inner child energy, clear that frequency, clear and remove negativity, and bring that inner child back online as a happy, sovereign, spiritual energy. That's part of you. Then notice how your inner child looks. Suddenly they smile. Suddenly they laugh. Suddenly they feel listened to. This will change how you feel. It will change your mindset. It will change your life experience after this meditation because we're clearing your inner field, clearing the inner vibration of yourself. Changing your astral frequency. We're protecting your astral frequency. You're doing these things yourself. Whilst you listen to me, you are making the change with your conscious awareness, your conscious acceptance, and your wish to be a sovereign spiritual entity existing on this planet at this very important time in planet's evolution. Now, just put a thought in your mind that you will hold this feeling, you will hold this memory, you will cement this feeling into your mind as a living conscious memory. You can come back to this feeling and space with a thought immediately. You don't need to go through hours and hours of meditations to come back to this space. You think it and you're there. You're a creator. You're a creator of energy. You're a creator in a spiritual space that's full. Always around you are different energies and different entities, all of which you can communicate with and be part of. But to do so, you need to understand your own protection and your own spiritual sovereignty. And you do so consciously, awake, accepting self-responsibility for you as a human person living a spiritual life, activating the spiritual conscious awareness that is you, working with a spirit guide team that's always with you, a guide team that you've chosen before you came into this life. They will be with you until the last breath you take. You have help. You have a team of helpers. We are building a bigger team in spirit behind the scenes. We have huge teams of spiritual entities that will work with you and connect with you. If you give permission and if you ask for our help, we're here working in love with integrity, with the highest vibration, and we're working with you. Now bring your conscious awareness inside yourself and just acknowledge how you feel. Calm, peaceful. You feel like a snake waiting to strike. You're at peace in yourself. You have harmony in yourself. You're protected. You're not walking this life on your own. You're just experiencing a fragment of time, tiny, tiny fragment. There can be no worry. There should be no fear. You have nothing to fear. This is just a theatre show that you're involving yourself in for a very small time. But you have a colossal team of entities and energies that work with you and for you and are always with you. Ask for our help. Ask for their help. Ask for your guide's help. We only come and we will only work when you ask. It's your free will to choose. If you're going through difficult lessons in life and traumas, you can experience them on your own and we will stand by and we will feel your pain. If you ask us to help, we will help. Remember these words and this conversation when you come back into your conscious, awakened state. Now, when you're ready, just bring your conscious awareness back into the room that you're in. Feel your feet on the floor, move your hands, and then when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, something on back as well. With no real idea exactly what just happened, particularly, but I'll watch it in the replay.